Hey, everybody. This is Adam, the co-host of the podcast you're about to listen to. Just a heads up, we have switched our subscription service from ConnectPal to Patreon. If you've tried ConnectPal in the past and weren't happy with it, we totally understand. That's one of the reasons we switched. You can still get every episode of our podcast completely ad-free for just $5 a month. On a platform that works on all of your podcast apps and phones and various gadgets. So head to patreon.com/unpops, see what kind of stuff we have to offer. There's all kinds of good things. And thanks. Enjoy the show.
El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do that shit. I just come on the show. Joining me today, she is a fantastic writer who you've probably seen on an episode of Listcast before, about the best serial killer movies of all time. If not, hey, go back and check that out. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucy Mueller. Also joining me, it's been a while since she's been on the show, because she got a newfangled job making sushi burritos or something like that. She is our resident editor and engineer and, you know, things of that nature. Ladies and gentlemen, Jess McDonald. Going to be a great show. So how's everybody doing?
Fantastic.
Welcome to Unpopular Opinion.
Hi, Unpopular.
We do a voicemail show, and we set up a Google voicemail thing for it. And we just put in Unpopular Opinion for the name. So whenever I check the voicemails, it says, "Hi, Unpopular."
It's like high school for me all over. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, don't be that way.
Thanks, Google, for the reminder.
Yeah.
Prom night flashback.
Exactly.
We are popular, though.
We are. We're very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. That people should know that.
Oh, I know.
By now.
Mm-hmm. Because of your prom night.
Yeah.
That's why.
Famous.
The old prom rampage. Night massacre.
So how's everyone doing?
You asked that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, did everyone tell me?
You know what, Adam? Let me tell you something. Things are going great for me.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I'm wearing this VRLA hoodie that I got a while ago.
Yeah.
And things are going fantastic.
Hit it, Jess.
Yes,
a while.
I got, yeah.
You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes.
Ah.
Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life.
I got cut off.
When all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. That's why we call this segment This Week in Me. And it's about to get intense.
I'm never letting go.
Is that fingering? Are they fingering? Is that what that is?
No. We are fingering, yes.
No, that's not what that is.
No, we were fingering.
This. Get your pretty spooky boo bullshit off of the regular.
Oh, wow. Fade it out, Jess. I told her to do that, but it just fades out on its own now. So I don't know if that confused her at all.
It did. I panicked.
Okay. It's fine. You're doing great. So we're talking about healthcare today.
What?
I guess I should introduce Lucy Mueller.
Oh, you're hi. Here. I'm here.
Lucy,
you did a list cast about best serial killer movies, right?
I did, yeah. I lost that one pretty bad. But I'm ready to win
what
healthcare.
What was your... I only got to see the beginning of that. What did you bring to the table?
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
What else?
Yep. Psycho. He kills more than
that's fine.
Two people.
No, psychos. She was calling you a psycho for not liking... Drop Dead
One of
Gorgeous.
The best films.
You're like Jawbreaker.
yeah.
Serial Mom.
Heathers. I didn't though. No.
What did you?
Psycho, Drop Dead Gorgeous, The Bone Collector. Yeah, none of my things.
Really
got
bottom picked. Of the barrel.
Listen,
stuff, huh?
I had to go third in picking. No, sorry, second. But Caitlin took all the good ones.
She really did on that episode. She
what
just
a trifling
like
bitch.
Right away picked like everything.
Who picked Red Dragon?
That was me.
Okay.
I did.
All right, we're good again.
Yes. Oh, I didn't think I would get a high five from anyone.
Red Dragon is dope as shit.
It was fine.
I like it more than I like Silence of the Lambs.
Well, that's controversial.
I do.
You know what that is? That's an unpopular opinion.
Whoa! tie-in. Wow. Hit something, Jess. There you go.
That was great.
That was fantastic. That's good pod right there.
That's really good pod. So we're talking about healthcare today.
Healthcare.
Yay! Yay.
Let's talk about healthcare. The stuff that I fell asleep reading the notes about, because I'm a dumb guy.
Well, that's the problem with healthcare, is it's not an exciting topic.
Yeah.
You just worry about it when you know you might lose it soon. Yep. And a lot of people are worried about that right now. What's everyone's health insurance status like? You doing?
I am not fraudulently receiving Medi-Cal, but I have healthcare that I definitely don't use. I have the card as like a backup thing, but I ain't using this thing.
It's just in case of a catastrophe.
Yes.
Where if you get in a car accident and then have to go to jail for fraud for
yes.
healthcare fraud.
The jail comes after I get healthcare. So that's the air. But no, it's true. Like I went to, I had gotten a sort of a mild injury exercising.
Don't brag.
Doing squats, no big deal. And it felt like I got kicked in the balls for like a while.
Oh, a groin tear, yeah.
So I thought it was like a hernia. And then Raquel, my girlfriend, was just like, well, let's go to Planned Parenthood. And I was like, that's not what Planned Parenthood is for. And she's like, yeah, that's what everybody says. And that's a huge problem because it's for everybody. And so we went there and like the doctor first off was like, this is my problem, not hers. But like she was wearing like these like sexy thigh high leather boots and like very attractive. And I was like, this is my thing. It's not your thing. You're doing your job perfectly. But I'm uncomfortable right now.
But you had a groin tear, so you were incapacitado.
I was straight. She's like, you can keep the shirt on. Just take your pants down. I was like, this is yeah. like being abducted by something. And there was like a sexy nurse in there, too. I'm like, this is weird. And then she was just like, oh, she's like, Medi-Cal doesn't care about you. She's like, they're fine. Yeah, they're like for the big fraud people. They're not going after you. She like knew. I was like, I'm on Medi-Cal, but like illegally.
So I told my friend that they look for the big frauds when he skipped his taxes 1 year and then they audited him. 1 year and then they audited him. He's a broke college student in New York and they went after him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what for.
Because I haven't filed my taxes for this year yet. So yeah. I don't want them to come after me. Because I'm getting a tax credit. I still pay something because I'm not a worthless
degenerate
layabout like Jeff.
Jeff over here.
Yeah but it's only $35 a month. Like, it's the cheapest health insurance I've ever had.
Yeah.
But I've also never used it. That's why I still have a cyst in my foot.
Oof.
But at least it's on the outside edge where I walk. So
can't you just get that shit taken care of, man?
I'm just going to fucking slice it open myself pretty soon.
Do you want my Medi-Cal card? Double up on the fraud?
I have health insurance. It's just that I just got it recently, so I don't know.
I mean, everything's free on my card. The whole thing. It's all
just like a prepaid
free.
Thing. You swipe.
You got to go to hell to get it, but it's free as shit.
How do you get it? I don't even know the
Medi-Cal?
Process. Yeah.
You have to. I applied. I'm really bad at paperwork. So I straight up applied for it. And then I was like, I don't know what to do now. And then I just kept getting books from them. I just kept getting things.
Like Harry Potter.
Yeah. They would give me like phone book size. Like, here's a thing about your plan. And I was like, who's reading this? Who's getting Medi-Cal? And then I was like, oh, I have time to read this book. Like, you're super poor if you get Medi-Cal.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I fell just short, but oof. I came close. But still, I only pay $35. I'm fine.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm bottom of the barrel. Like I feel like if they see me using the card, they'll be like, he doesn't look like he should be using this card. Like, this card is for people.
He's wearing a baseball hat. Yeah. Like, he had to pay some money for that.
He's got both his feet. Mm. He doesn't have a Medi-Cal card.
But you just show them your cyst, and you come where you get. It's like the TSA line. You skip to the front.
Oh, yeah. It's like a badge for you.
I walk in on my hands so they can see the cyst at eye level.
Like the girl from The Ring, and you just.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
That's exactly right.
How about you, Lucy?
I have health care through my employer, so which
nice.
Is
nice.
Oh, good. Someone has a job.
Employed. Oh.
I have that Warby Parker health care, you know, where I can.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
well, no, I don't want to brag or anything, but no, it's pretty good.
What kind of job do you have?
I make videos for a marketing company.
Oh, that's a real job.
It's an actual job, yeah.
What's that like?
Unlike this bullshit we're doing right now.
Hey, Luce, what's that like?
Well,
what's a job?
They have free snacks. Did you guys know about that?
We have snacks out in the
I saw front. That. You have like a trough of candy. I was eyeing
Someone
that.
Someone just sent it to us.
Yeah.
Really? Is it for guests? Can guests have some of those kills?
Yeah, you sure can.
Go get yourself a Skittle or two.
No, I'll wait. We got to talk about some healthcare here.
Yeah.
I wasn't finished bragging about how I have it, so, you know.
Yeah, take some Skittles home with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Taste the rainbow in the car on the way home. Job.
Yeah. Taste that rainbow.
I will.
Taste it.
Skittles is hella woke these days, too. I don't know if you knew this. They, like, tweet stuff about politics.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I mean, they're no Pepsi, but, like, they're up there.
Yeah, I guess I don't follow. I'll have to check out.
Somewhere between Pepsi and Dove lies Skittles.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Taste of the Rainbow gives you a lot of room to be LGBT mm-hmm.
friendly. Well, that's why I eat them. I only eat gay Skittles.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
Gay candy in general. It's just to promote my brand. So. Yeah.
Snickers? No.
Snickers is the most heteronormative shit ever. Get that out of here.
Yeah, that's the candy of the patriarchy.
Yeah, exactly. It's shaped like a phallus. I mean, come on.
Nuts? Really? You're not yourself when you eat Snickers.
That's their slogan. No, but then they change it to Snatisfied. Yeah.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Yeah, when you're hungry.
Is there.
Yeah.
That would be hungry for that dick. Right?
Grab a Snickers.
Grab a Dickers.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sound effect.
That was so great.
Yeah, it was so
a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun here.
Guys, it's been a great podcast. All right.
Yeah, it's been. I don't know that there's anything else to say about healthcare.
No, I think we've covered off on it.
Yeah, I think we pretty much nailed it. So, yeah, Trump's healthcare. Well, it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are calling it Trump care.
Or wealth care.
It's never called that until like months later.
Yeah, but it's like, Paul Ryan care more, isn't it?
Well, like his... I mean, Paul Ryan was probably the architect of it, but it hasn't technically it hasn't taken effect. No one has lost.
It has to go through the Senate first.
Insurance yet. Yeah, it's got to go through the Senate.
And they basically said the Senate's just going to reinvent their own bill and kind of forget what Congress did.
Yeah, let's not forget who's in the Senate.
Yeah, it's not going to be. Not going to fare much better when it gets to the Senate.
Oh, it passed the Republican Congress? Well, maybe the Republican Senate will protect us. Yeah, you think? You think the richer versions of the people are going to be more down to earth?
Yeah, it hasn't passed the Senate yet. It probably will.
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's not going to be what Congress did.
Right.
Which is pass a mystery.
Well, yeah, no, it's just a camel, you know. Yeah. It's a bunch of people threw some spaghetti at a wall, and
Yeah, when it does pass, one of the things people are most concerned about is pre-existing conditions. And, I mean, you should be, because I worked in health insurance for 10 years, and I know how pre-existing conditions work, and they fuck people. Like, they will... absolutely do. An insurance company, once pre-existing conditions are a thing, insurance companies set up entire departments that are just people who pour through people's medical claims. And if a medical claim comes in right after you get insurance, they will pull all of your medical records. And if there's even a hint that you had whatever condition you just got treated for, it's not going to be covered. They might cancel your insurance, because if you don't even mention it, then they can cancel your insurance. But at least if you're like, I get the sniffles every 2 weeks, they'll be like, fuck you. We're not covering your sniffles.
Wow.
But you want health insurance, right? Well, and that's what they do. They're able to, with pre-existing conditions, they can, if they don't just outright reject you for something like cancer or diabetes, they'll...
The big two.
Yeah. If you have just like some chronic condition that's not necessarily going to kill you, they'll just be like, okay, we'll give you insurance, but we won't cover anything for that. So it's like, why have it at that point? I mean, you still want to have it.
Why aren't more people killed?
They are, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Oh, why aren't more people like that run insurance companies murdered?
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that John Q? Was that movie? Wasn't that a Denzel movie where it's basically like I would, if I was in that situation, like I'd probably shoot the person who did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Incredibles, that movie?
No, I did not.
Great.
The Pixar one?
Yeah. Doesn't he work? He works at an insurance company.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And he's like helping people navigate all the red tape.
I was wondering how that dot was going to connect, because it's ostensibly not a movie about healthcare. Yeah.
And then it's mostly about family care.
Yeah.
No, but and he's like, you know, Craig T. Nelson, coach, shows up and he's like teaching people how to get around the red tape, and he gets fired by his boss and he beats the shit out of him. And I love that.
Like, how great is that? I completely forgot about that. It's pretty awesome. But doesn't everyone have basically a pre-existing condition? I mean, who does not?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I wouldn't, under pre-existing conditions, like, I wouldn't be able to get this thing cut off of my foot.
Really?
No, because they would be like, well, you had that before you got insurance, so it's pre-existing.
Wait, when did you get insurance?
I got insurance a few months ago.
When did you get that?
In January.
So you didn't go tell anybody you had that?
No, I mean, in theory, yes, I could go get it taken care of. And also pre-existing...
Edit this out, Jess. We got to get this thing taken care of.
Yeah, pre-existing conditions still aren't a thing yet because the new law hasn't passed. So you're still covered for your pre-existing conditions.
You should go get that cyst taken care of right now.
Yeah.
Like, get that.
Let's go.
All right. Up. Yeah, okay.
Let's grab the camera. No, we'll take the camera with you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this those are huge. Good. The huge cysts and things getting popped online. That's
huge.
Oh,
yeah, that can get
The Patreon rewards are out of control right now. You guys weren't expecting that. You're getting free cyst popping videos.
Oh, that would be so... We should.
We absolutely should.
We should just lance it on...
Does that mean I have to be there for it to, like, keep it?
Well, you have to, like, drain it.
You're the one who's poking it.
You wouldn't want to do that?
No.
I would absolutely...
Can we get some visors? Just
can I get a Johnny Mnemonic visor?
VR visor, yeah. I would absolutely, if someone had a big, like, zit or something. Like, that's... You know, so satisfying.
They now make cakes that look like zits that when you squeeze them, like icing comes out to look like a pus. This is a culture.
That's what I'm talking about.
This thing is we live when in. You're...
We're getting distracted by the comments on the screen, especially the one that says message retracted. Like, what the... Yeah. Did someone share state secrets on our live stream?
Dropping them N-bombs on the old YouTube.
Oh, good times.
Come on, Ann Bankston. Don't say those words.
Tell us what you were going to say.
Wow.
Anyway, so health insurance. Yeah, it's a debacle.
The pre-existing condition, like, because I always wonder, like, what exactly, like, say I have ADHD. Say I have that.
Right. You have ADHD.
Let's pretend.
Yeah.
Let's go out on a limb and pretend that I have that. Now, I need to get medication for that. So, under pre-existing conditions rules, does that mean that as soon as I sign up for insurance, they can say, we're not doing that because you've had that forever? We're not paying for that?
Yes.
Because that's...
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No, people should get killed.
What's the point of insurance? Because everything is a pre-existing condition. Like, there's no... So you have to just be... You have to, like, live in a bubble up until the point where you get insurance and then...
Yeah. The thing is, there's two different types of pre-existing conditions. There's the list people have been reading off. Those are the pre-existing conditions that if you have them, insurance companies just won't insure you at all.
Right.
But anything can be a pre-existing condition. They might still insure you. They'll just not cover those things that made you ill before. It's literally just rolling insurance back to what it was before Obamacare.
Yeah.
And people are like I've seen a lot of people who are like, ooh, well, now that they have competition, it's going to drive premiums down. Do motherfuckers not remember what health insurance was like before Obamacare? Yep. That did not happen.
Market equilibrium, when it's decided among the insurance company to follow a false inflation or deflation rate, means dick.
Yeah.
Like, they can meet together and collude legally.
Yes, absolutely.
They can legally collude and say, this is what we're going to set our prices at.
Well, also, premiums will go down as soon as every sick person can't afford insurance, and then all we have are healthy people in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what pre-existing conditions do, is they weed out the sicker people, which...
It's a scummy, scummy thing. I mean, granted, they're businesses and they need to survive, but, like, if you are in the healthcare field, you guys weren't starving.
Yeah.
They weren't starving under Obamacare. And people were like, my insurance premiums went up. It's like, well, you're a part of America. Yeah. You live in fucking America. You want to live in the greatest country in the world? Pay your fucking bills.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I love living in the greatest country in the world. If you say that and are a libertarian, shoot yourself in the face. Because anybody who claims to be a libertarian and is proud of living in America doesn't understand the expense of living in a fucking country.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If you're a libertarian and you like living in the country, fuck you.
I don't want to, like, uterus splain, but we haven't even brought up the fact that, you know, women.
Women, yeah, it's terrible.
I'm sorry,
women.
Who?
Women. I don't know if you've heard of it. They're
going not familiar.
Half the population, but they listen. This
not
is
the cool half,
right?
Hey!
Yeah. Whoa! No! You can't do that. The cool
alliances
half already did that.
Forming.
Oh no!
Yeah.
All right. What were you saying?
Well, I was gonna say talking about pre-existing conditions. Did you know? And I saw this today on a little Vox explainer. Did you know that the maternal mortality rate in the U.S. it's the lowest in any developed nation?
That should be surprising.
But it's not. Yeah, and that's now. That's with Obamacare. This is not going to get better once pregnancy is a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, and it's a thing where, you know, one of the arguments is, well, we'll just let the states, because the way it's going to work is states will either cover pre-existing conditions or they will set up a high risk pool, which is just insurance for people who are already super sick. And the thing is, again, that's exactly what insurance used to be when we all complained about how crooked insurance companies were. And now we're just rolling it right back to that exact thing. Like, a high-risk pool is just for people with diabetes, cancer, all of these really high-use diseases. And
they're unaffordable.
The premiums for them, I worked at an insurance company fucking pre-9/11, and high-risk policies then were like $1,500 a month.
Jesus.
Like, you can get a Burbank apartment for $1,500. You could live in Los Angeles for $1,500 a month. But that's supposed to be the solution.
So is there any benefit to the high-risk pool other than to the healthy people? Like, it seems like in zombie movies when they put all the infected people in a room and shut it up, except for we're humans and we like people. We're not in a zombie movie.
No, it's really no benefit. Like, people... Like, even what you said about how when sick people leave the market, the premiums will go down. No, they won't.
They'll just reevaluate who they're going to. Yeah, because they were making money off of them. These companies, they're not made to keep you healthy. They're made to make money off of you. And keeping you healthy is the way to make money off of you, because you don't cash in your insurance. If you're not using your insurance, then that's how money is made. That's how the whole system works. Like,
right.
Like, how hard is that? I don't get why people are just like, well, poor people should die, though.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not going to drive premiums down. That's not how insurance companies or any fucking business works.
In states like California and Massachusetts, though, this probably isn't going to be as big of a deal as states that are generally redder. Is that, like, because California, because, like, by sort of removing that regulation, though, states can still set. Like, Massachusetts had Romney Care had Obamacare before Obamacare, basically, which was created essentially and signed in and pushed through by Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Like, and that was like, it's the irony in that everyone's like, it's a Democrat thing. It's like, was it? Because I seem to remember Governor Mitt Romney, Republican presidential candidate, had one of his own that did that. Remember that?
That was basically Obamacare.
Yeah, it absolutely was. So, I mean, Massachusetts...
It was actually kind of close to a single-payer thing, right?
Yeah. And Massachusetts will probably stick like that. California, same thing. California would be like, fuck you, America. If you're going to do that, we'll just do our own thing and we'll be fine.
Well, that's the thing. This is... I put this in the notes. This, along with immigration, is the kind of issue that could foreseeably lead to Republicans just being in the White House fucking forever.
So can you explain that? Because I didn't quite understand in the notes when you wrote that.
Well, the thing is, states can, like California under this healthcare plan, can go, hey, well, we're going to cover pre-existing conditions.
Right.
So at that point, if, say, Massachusetts, California, and maybe New York are like, all right, we're going to cover pre-existing conditions. We're not going to play into this shit. Sick people, who by that point will be fucking irate with Trump, are going to, out of necessity, have to go to these places.
Yeah, so people will leave Utah.
Yeah, and people who are living in red states now that are probably going to lose health insurance because of pre-existing conditions will have to go to places like California so they can live and so they can pay their medical bills. And when that happens, I mean, their vote doesn't really count. Like, California's always going to go Democrat.
Yeah.
So issues like this, immigration... is the same thing. Like, you could be here legally, but if you have a family member who, you know, their status is not so certain, you know, instead of seeing your family get broken up or deported, you might just go to California, which is a state where we can afford to be like, hey, we'll be a sanctuary state. We don't need your fucking money. We send more money to the states than you send to us.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep the money that we normally send to the states, and we'll just be a sanctuary city. And then people are going to flock here because of that. We know people will flock here. People flock for fucking legal marijuana. Like Colorado, you talk to people in Colorado, they're like, stop moving here. And I'm like, stop having cool shit. Yeah. And it'll be the same thing with health insurance. Like, if we're that state that covers pre-existing conditions and is a sanctuary state for immigrants, it's going to lead to people leaving traditionally red states who maybe could have
any of those states like Ohio, Pennsylvania that could go one way or another are going to go red.
But why won't Republicans leaving those states help it? I'm still confused as to how those states go red.
Well, it's going to be mostly. It's not going to be mostly Republicans that are going to leave. It's going to tend to probably be more blue people, because Republicans tend to be Republicans.
Oh, this is a very racist podcast. I'm sorry. I thought I told
my
you
father's
that.
Blue.
When did he die? Shouldn't have had that pre-existing condition.
What were you saying, Jeff?
It tends to be like, I mean, generally speaking, if you want to stereotype, the people that tend to have the best insurance and be like, oh my God, things are so great. How great are things when I got that job when I was 22 and kept it for 35 years? Guess which direction they vote. The people that haven't really had hardships tend to go red. To be fair, like, that's how it works. Like, I don't need a union.
Although there is that other, the J.D. Vance group of people who will probably be fucked over by this just as much, who voted for Trump, who are also going to get there. I mean, the really poor, you know, like Kentucky. You know,
stubborn, they'll never leave. What, do you think they're going to leave the Ozarks? No, they'll just die at 45.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it won't apply. Like, there are some Trump voters out there that no matter what happens, they're always going to be Trump voters.
This is fine, man. My vote was great. Do you know how many tax cuts I got for someone else, man? It's fucking great. Yeah, my kids are dead and the education system fall apart, but I'm going to be honest. I wasn't reading in the first place. It don't mean shit.
My favorite thing, I read an article a couple weeks ago about farmers in California, like especially in Northern California, which whatever your visions of California are,
it's not
the rest of the world. Go to Northern California and enjoy having them shattered, because that's basically a red state. And there was an article a couple weeks ago about all these farmers who voted for Trump, and now their farmhands are getting deported.
Womp, womp, womp.
And they were like, well, we didn't think it would affect us. Of course you don't, dipshits.
Yeah, because you're a selfish cunt.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
She doesn't know which one is the cunt dinger.
You selfish cunt.
The cunt dinger. Oh, we got
that's
it covered.
That's a police siren.
I don't know.
I can't even hear them.
I can't hear them either.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, like, I do love, like, I gotta be honest, I'm kind of a fan, and I know this is gonna sound very Schadenfreude of me, but like, whenever you see these stories of like, well, I only thought Trump was gonna be evil to people that are brown.
Yeah, there's a woman, I don't remember where she was living, like Texas, either Texas or Ohio, something like that, and her husband of like 20 years got deported. And she voted for Trump, and in her interview, she was like, he said he was just going to get rid of the bad hombres. It's like, you fucking idiot.
He meant the brown hombres, you dumb bitch. Yeah. How fucking, he meant hombres. Anybody that's an hombre, you fucking dick.
Yeah. So
the people that still defend this decision, they're either monsters in general. Like, just generally, like, they're like, they know everything that's happening, and they're like, oh, I still agree with this. Yeah, this is the stuff I want. I want all the people out of here. I want the economy to fall apart, and I definitely, definitely want the FBI director to be fired. That's investigating.
Did you guys read the letter? Yeah. That he sent? It was the best thing ever. It was such a Trump letter. He said something like, even though you told me 3 times that I was not under investigation, I still have to let you go. Like, he had to put
that was a breakup letter in an eighth grade study hall.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man, Comey.
Yeah.
Easy Comey, easy goey, you know.
No, I'm not doing that. Oh, you don't get one. Okay, fine. That's all right.
Give her a high five, Jeff.
Don't tell me what to do.
Give her a high five.
I literally did in front of you. You saw it. They all saw it.
Didn't he also come out and say, you know, actually, I was wrong about her emails? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Were you?
Fuck you.
Fun story. Fun fact. Comey goes to my mom's church. My mom lives in D.C. And she was like, I knew I recognized that tall guy. He's like 7 feet tall. It's motherfucking Comey.
One of the things that bothers me about Trump's health plan is the least he could have done, and this bothered me about Obamacare too, was everyone remembers Martin Shkreli, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guy who bought the AIDS drugs and jacked the price up. The only reason he's able to do that is because health insurance companies aren't able to negotiate with Medicare to bring down prescription prices. And at one point, Obama said he was going to make that a part of Obamacare. He didn't. And then when it came time for Trump to introduce his health plan, same fucking thing. Like, I remember the Martin Shkreli thing happening early, or not.
You're talking about the Wu-Tang album.
Oh, well, that too.
What?
When he bought the Wu-Tang album. That's what you're talking about. Martin Shkreli thing.
Well, there were so many Martin Shkreli things. But early in Trump's campaign, he said something about like one of the fucking crackdowns he was going to put in place. And he mentioned hedge fund managers. And he was like, that Martin Shkreli's not going to like it. And it's like, Martin Shkreli wouldn't have liked if maybe you took care of prescription drugs in your newfangled health plan, you piece of shit. Like, he might have been bothered by that. But you didn't do that because Trump is... every fucking politician just dumb
and crazy.
Like, he's every other people who feel like, oh, we really rocked the boat electing Trump. How fucking dumb are you? This motherfucker's gone bankrupt like 25 times and can still get a loan.
You know what's smart is that he knew how to work bankruptcy. It's like he fucking failed.
He got his loans from Russia after a while.
Yeah, there you go. He took advantage of the bankruptcy laws. That's not dumb. No, it's dumb that he had to, you fucking nimwit.
Yeah.
And all this drain the swamp bullshit, and then he just, you know,
oh my God, now we saw all the monsters. That's what he did. He drained the swamp, and he's like, good, now all my monster friends have a place to play. Like, literally, when he had started bringing in all his cat, it was like the fucking... It was like the Hall of Doom. It was like all the evil villains. He's like, Lex Luthor in charge of business. Kamala Grodd here. The Joker's good. And it's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, if Trump was really that much for shaking up the system, he would have undone that loophole in his goddamn healthcare plan. Like, that alone, if you think by voting for Trump that you elected some kind of revolutionary who is going to undo the way the system works. He is the system. He is absolutely the system. He's just the worst version of it and the least competent version of it. That's why this probably is Ryan Care. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And can we talk
Paul
about...
Paul Ryan
is craven,
he
too.
He is just a real piece of shit.
Yeah, he's fucking
seriously,
dipshit.
Like, he doesn't even try and be conservative anymore. He's such a coward. Like,
he's craven. That's the perfect craven. Word. You picked the perfect word.
Thank you.
He's
a woman power.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wes
Craven.
Got it. Spider-Man's mustachioed villain lion vest.
Sure,
craven.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get it all now.
Yeah, you understand. You get it. And I don't know why it took so long for us to really understand each other.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But Paul Ryan, like, first and foremost, those pictures of him at the gym.
Did you see the investigation that was like, I don't think he's lifting a 50 pounder? Like, they enhanced and were like, see,
oh,
he's
not curling 50 pounds.
Oh, come on. He's not, you can see it in his.
That's weight for someone my size.
I bet I could hold a plank longer than Paul Ryan.
The worst part about that is he didn't even take those pictures at a gym. He, like, hauled gym equipment to
a studio.
Sears. Or something, like a Walmart photo studio.
It's got his little Easter bunny in the background.
Lasers.
Oh, God, Paul. Somebody took a picture of him where it was like with him at like a pancake breakfast that was like talking about repeal and go fuck yourself on the shirt that they were wearing. It's like some guy took a picture with him and it just says repeal and go fuck yourself.
Yeah, Paul Rudd. I feel like those weightlifting pictures are the reason we all believe that Papa Roach story at first.
Oh, I still believe that. I don't want to believe that that's fake. Yeah. I think he wanted to tear his life into pieces. That was.
It was his last resort.
Yeah. Did you see Paul Ryan or Papa Roach tweeted and said, "Come on, guys! Like, this is a serious song. This is about suicide." Like, they were like, yeah. They were chills. You know, they were like, "Come on, get help if you need it." But also, Paul Ryan, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, they were great.
That was like when
it was literally the first time I've ever said, "Hey, that thing Papa Roach did was really great."
What was the first time you've ever said that?
Yeah, believe it or not,
there was who was the Wisconsin senator that was using shipping up to Boston as his thing. He was using that as his, or it was like the governor or something like that. And they were like, "You're in," because remember, it was the guy that fired all the teachers' unions.
Oh yeah,
Scott Walker. Walker.
Yeah, so Scott Walker. And then the guy from the Dropkick Murphys goes, "You know, we are pro union. Everything about us is union. If you've listened to any of our music, we literally hate you." They said, "You may not use our songs, and we literally hate you." How fantastic must that be?
Well, this is why Republicans like country music, because it's the only ones they can get the rights to.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, you're not going to get Papa Roach.
Yeah. How do I get something that will both alienate black people and bring white people in? But here's the thing: like, you're using country music, you're not pulling anyone in with that. Well, you gotta find like a real good sellout rapper, you know.
Oh,
if you want to get across.
Kanye went to Trump's office that whenever back when.
Oh, Kanye!
Kanye! I feel like this Trump thing, I feel like, has really opened us up, like, not the healthcare thing, but just him getting elected, has really opened us up for some celebrity presidents in the future.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen, and also, but beyond that, too, it's also opened up everybody's true colors. Like, everybody's mask has been taken off after this election.
Yeah.
You do not, there's no question as to who believes what anymore. Like, I've never seen anything so polarizing.
Or who believes nothing and is just, you know, they're on the bandwagon because they have to be, because party.
It's funny to see how much of a bitch John McCain is. Like, how John McCain used to be like, I'm a maverick. I'm a tough guy. 2000 John McCain would smack the shit out of 2017
on his Straight Talk Express.
But the thing is, John McCain
was the reason with Palin.
Yeah.
John McCain opened that door to crazy people being in the White House.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but he always comes off like he's a tough guy, and then he just whimpers in the corner.
Well, the thing is, John McCain is very much in favor of regime change in the Middle East, and a lot of his non-senator work involves him literally going and meeting with rebel forces in Middle Eastern countries and trying to help train them up to overthrow their government.
And having to explain what's going on with the side of his face.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, he's also really big on immigration. It's very important to him being in Arizona. And a lot of constituents are Mexican. And then, like, when all the stuff comes in and he just goes, okay, it's okay, do what you want.
But he's, I'm telling you, he's so pro regime change in the Middle East that Trump sending those missiles to Syria, that's basically what did it for John McCain. He was just like, all right, we're friends now.
All right, I got a boner again.
As long as you're bombing the Middle East,
yeah,
I agree with you.
And then with the liberal, you know, and the Democrats in Senate too, like, you get a few that are like balls to the wall. You get your Al Frankens and
Warrens.
You know, your Elizabeth Warren and everything like that. But then you get a lot of Democrat senators that are just like, oh, we'll just go along. You know, we're going
to. I think Democrats like to lose. I don't think they know what to do when they have a chance to be the opposition party. And they're just like, it's fine.
The best description I saw of how the Democrats are playing this is, it's like the Democrats and Republicans are playing a board game. The Republicans decided to light the house on fire, and the Democrats are still trying to roll the dice.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, they changed the fucking game. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Should we, I don't know if we really have comments. Here's the thing. ConnectPal got shut down.
Yeah,
and that's where all of our good comments were from last week's.
The Patreon, from last week's.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't access them, huh?
No, I can't access my Patreon or my ConnectPal account
at all. There's always Patreon.
Wait, what happened?
We switched over to a new subscription service.
Oh, it sounded like something more catastrophic happened.
No.
Actually, something way better happened.
Yeah, something fantastic happened.
Okay, so good.
It's much better.
Cool.
So, yeah, I don't think we can do comments.
You know what I do miss, by the way? I miss my teacher insurance. My health insurance.
Did you have good health insurance when you were a teacher?
Wait, you were a teacher? What did you teach?
For 10 years, Massachusetts.
You taught Massachusetts?
I taught the entire state.
She said, what did you teach?
Oh, I taught world history. Oh,
okay.
About Massachusetts.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So he does know more about World War II than
it's,
me.
Look, it was. I got paid a lot of money to know that. That's all. Don't worry about it. If I wasn't getting paid for that shit,
that's
I
why you make it. The medium.
You
bucks.
Know what sucks about, by the way, about being a teacher is I taught history, and so everybody as a gift, they were like, "Here's a book. Here's a book about history." I'm like, "Great, an assignment of something that I would have gotten for 50% off at Barnes and Noble's Teacher Appreciation Day."
Wait, ask me a history question. I want to see if I'm smart.
No, I don't want to do that.
Come on,
ask her a history question. You monster. Question.
What? Why would I do that?
I want to see if I'm smart.
The Great Wall of
China.
China. She got it.
See?
Okay, what group had the largest empire in all of world history?
Tony.
I'm still sure it's Tony.
It is not.
I know you keep saying that.
That's what the accent mark over the E is for. It's okay.
They're one
of my favorite bands, Jeff.
Well, that doesn't feel good at all.
I would know.
Everyone wants you to say Roman.
Roman isn't even top three.
I know. I'm not going to have egg on my face. I'm just saying what a dumb person would say.
You're stalling.
No, I'm not stalling. It would clearly be, so you said empire.
Never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only second known.
It's obviously not the Austro-Hungarian Empire, because that's the top seven. It would be the Ming Dynasty.
The Ming Dynasty. No, but you're actually not too far off. It was really the Yuan Dynasty, which actually...
I got it right that it was a dynasty?
The Yuan Dynasty?
The Yuan Dynasty, yeah. It's the Mongols.
Oh, okay.
The Mongols actually did.
That one. That's
hola. Me llamo Yuan. Welcome to my dynasty.
It's Yuan, technically pronounced Yuan Dynasty, but it's... Yuan. Most people say Yuan Dynasty.
I feel like I just nailed it. The Yuan Dynasty.
Bam.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan's name means universal ruler, but his actual name, Temujin, is Iron Worker. It's like a badass name to give a baby.
It's Genghis Khan?
It's pronounced
Genghis. This is like the GIF GIF thing. I thought it was Genghis
Khan. Yeah, I didn't know it was Genghis Khan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Joe, fuck yourself.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Shout out to that joke I wrote 4 years
Goke.
Ago
on
that
hashtag Goke. Show.
I did that. It was like the guy that created it called it, says it's pronounced GIF, and we here at that hashtag show want to say, Joe, fuck yourself. We're still calling it a GIF.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Does anyone have any healthcare questions before we go?
Can I?
It's my background.
And I'll cry if I want to.
What?
Isn't that the song?
No, it's not. Jeff, it's not the song. God, it was an all right show. I watched a lot of Home Improvement.
I watched
as a kid.
A lot of Home Improvement. You weren't alive.
Reruns. Reruns are a thing.
No, they're not.
Nickelodeon, okay.
This is true, but I've actually never seen an episode. It's the guy with the heat. He works on houses, right?
Yeah, former cocaine dealer Tim Allen.
Sure.
Smuggler, too.
Yeah.
He got Santa caught Claus. Smuggling, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to prison for it.
Yeah, you know, they got him on the Santa Claus job because he likes all the snow. Oh,
That was stupid.
Wait, okay, so healthcare question. Let me think, because I know I do. Okay, are we fucked? What's going to happen?
Are we doomed?
Yeah, are we?
I don't think necessarily. It's going to hurt more people who are really sick or people who are poor. And, like anything else the government does, it's only going to hurt sick people and poor people. But, like, I feel like we'll be all right.
I'll be fine. I'm just going to commit tax fraud the whole time.
Like,
you'll be fine. You're like the
it depends on
white
what
guy.
It depends on what that switch from what we have now to what we'll have in the future is like. If pre-existing conditions are wrapped into that, where you have insurance now, but tomorrow you have new insurance and they don't cover pre-existing conditions, that'll be bad. That'll be very bad. But the way traditionally the way pre-existing conditions have always worked is if you have continuous health care coverage, they can't give you you can't be rejected for pre-existing conditions. Those usually only apply. Well, that was the case if you had employer health insurance.
That was actually something I was going to ask, because I read somewhere that even people who have employer health insurance could be like, because it's only about 9% of the population that does not have employer-based health insurance.
Right.
But I heard that they could get fucked too because of something to do with state waivers or
yeah, well, the state waivers are the thing where people are – the states are going to decide if they want to cover pre-existing conditions or not. And yeah, if your state –
state is a bitch.
Yeah, if your state is a bitch, which a lot of states are right now, like
that's the your state is a bitch sound cue.
Jesus.
Oh, that should be.
Is there a new trailer happening somewhere?
New podcast. Your state is a bitch. In the vein of your state is insane.
That's not a bad idea.
We now have your state is a bitch.
Yeah.
Someone got it right.
So yeah, someone got it. Oh, Rebecca Stewart. Good job, Rebecca Stewart. Got it right. All right. Let's wrap it up. Do we have anything? Do we have anything to plug before we get out of here?
Mint on Card is a live show that you can see.
Never heard of it.
It's a show. It's a stand-up show that takes place in a toy store.
What stand-up?
Yeah, stand-up is it's a form of comedy. It's generally one person.
Oh, I'm not really into comedy.
Funny about standing.
It's when I do it. It's hilarious.
That I disagree with.
We'll see when he leaves.
I have big legs and a thick, juicy ass. So
yeah, you do.
Love it. I you know, every picture of me doing stand-up, you can kind of see my dick. It's super uncomfortable.
Oh, cool.
Every time I see a picture, I'm like, well, I can't use that one.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to start wearing like
pants
those,
when you do stand-up?
Like Spanx.
Yeah. Just, I'm going to do something like a little
tuck. No, you just do the Silence of the Lambs thing where you know.
I'm Buffalo Billet.
Yeah, tuck it in.
Buffalo Billet.
Buffalo
Billet.
Tuck it in!
Would you laugh at me? I'd laugh at me.
That's pretty good.
Mint on Card is the second Friday of every month. So you got a calendar. You can figure it out. We get the best. We're growing. We're like one of the fastest growing and we're a high quality stand-up shows out there. We do a free show with awesome comics.
Where is it?
It's at Blast from the Past on Magnolia and Burbank, which is a little collectible toy store. Nice. Adam's done the show once or twice.
Collect before. All the toy stores. You said it's a collectible toy store.
I thought it was funny. I laughed.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
It's good. No, it's good. It's really good.
No, it's fine.
We have a special one May 27th at Strategicon. Adam's going to be there.
I am.
A lot of really, really great comics. We have a really, it's fun. And also we get a pass so we can like go and play games and stuff all day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that for Stratego or is that a different thing?
It's just Strategicon. So it's strategy it's a games. Thing. And I think I'm getting it so we all get a plus one to come too.
Oh, cool.
So we can bring anybody we want.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, so come see us there. And then other stuff. You can find us on the internet.
Lucy, nice. Do you have anything to plug?
Sure. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at L to the Oosie. And again,
that is a great Twitter handle.
Thank you. I've had it since 2008. I was an early adopter. I don't want to toot my own horn. But
yeah.
This is where a sound effect would be really great about tooting your own horn.
There you go.
We have them turned
good
way
job.
Down.
Good job, Mick.
Down way too low.
And I also have a podcast coming out soon called Big Thing Badly, which is we watch a bunch of Sorkin shows and shit on them. So
it's like Sports Night?
Yeah, basically. Oh, nice. Sports Night, West Wing, and
I
want to
do a Sports
Studio
Night
60.
Episode with you.
Absolutely, we'll have you on.
God,
that'd
I love
be awesome.
Sports Night.
And also one with Caitlin coming up, but that's farther in the future.
Sorry, nice.
It's one about a baby.
About a baby.
It's about having a baby.
A dingo ate your baby.
Hello. A dingo ate your baby.
I'm hungry.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. You know, Raquel, my girlfriend's obsessed with Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Me too.
And you're the only other person.
I know. Everyone hates it.
Oh, my God. Like,
I thought it was garbage.
Like, I'm like,
literally. Most people do.
I'm like, why didn't you watch 30 Rock? She's like, no, I was on the Studio
60. Oh, well, I love 30
like,
Rock
really?
More than... I mean,
really?
I watch 30 Rock. I mean, the reason I'm not like watching other television shows is that I just rewatch 30 Rock all day. But
damn right.
Yeah. But the Studio 60 is a good show.
Obsessed with Studio 60. Like, has it on DVD.
I do too. But then I had to sell it back when I was poor and I had to sell all my DVDs back to me. It's a very poor way to make money.
Yeah.
There's not a good exchange rate for that.
The comic store I worked at, that's how we got most of our money was through the buying and selling and reselling of DVDs and video games.
Yeah. I've been there. If anyone's still listening, May 12th, The Darkest Hour, come to that. Westside Comedy Theater, Santa Monica, 11:30 p.m.
Always a great show.
Always so much fun. So much.
I love seeing the...
Joe DeRosa's headlining. He's great. He's on Better Call Saul, motherfuckers.
Really?
Come see that.
That's he's Saul.
Awesome. Yeah.
No, he
yeah,
might not
weird
be.
Thing.
Might not
no,
be.
He's Mike. He's Mike from Breaking
he's
Bad.
He's Mike and Saul. He's Bill Burr.
Yeah,
on Better Call Saul.
He's Mike. Oh, he's in Community.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not really
it's
Mike.
Not really. He was in Gremlins.
Hey.
Subscribe to us on Patreon if you don't do that already. $5 a month. It's so cheap.
And then you can watch this.
Desist.
Yeah. Well, no, for this, you gotta pay a little extra to watch
that's
us.
The only way you can do it.
You want to see us uncensored. You got to pony up some cash because this could end this network at some point. We get Carrie Martin and Josh Denny on a live stream.
Oh, my God. No. No,
YouTube
no.
Will get shut down.
Josh Denny will lose everything. Yeah. Don't do that. He's got Food Network money to protect.
We just released the second episode of the Darkest Hour podcast, and we recorded it in February, and that's how long it took me to decide if I wanted to release it.
Did you ask him if you could, or
no? Well, it's Josh.
Yeah,
like
I know. He doesn't care though. That's
but I weird. Edited. I edited some stuff out.
What did you edit out? Now I'm. Just...
Well, I can't say no. Now on the podcast.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, Josh Denny. Fantastic comic, but he's like really dark, like super dark. He also has a show on the Food Network.
That's yeah. impressive.
Like, and it's going incredibly well. Like, it's
wait, what's the show?
Yeah, it really is.
It's called Ginormous Food.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he's super funny on it, and blah blah blah, and all that. But like, you got to protect. Like, I remember when I was doing that show, they brought me, like, when I was getting my the sci-fi thing, and they gave me, like, the list of, like, the no-nos, like, all my social media no-nos, and it was, like, 20 pages, and then on the end of the page it says, and many others like this. They, like, they decided to not print out the whole thing. There was a lot of me going back on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook and just erasing
shit. Oh, you had to delete old stuff, too?
Yeah, damn right you do.
Oh, shit.
Well, that happened with Melissa Villaseñor when she got SNL. She got raked over the coals. Because she had some shit that was like a little bit yeah. like.
I gotta go home, delete some tweets.
You're on SNL this season?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
This
Congrats.
Is where I chose to announce that.
L to the USNL.
Yeah.
Or SNL to the UC would have worked as well. Probably better.
Yeah. Oh, SNL to the UC is way better.
Yeah, I fucked it up.
Significantly better. You blew it, Jeff.
L to the USNL?
That you ruined it.
That weren't
I'm the,
great.
I'm the fucking worst. The worst.
You really are.
Yeah.
Should we get out of here?
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, he's got to stand up so we can see if it's funny.
Yeah. Lucy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jess, say goodbye.
Bye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You get the hell to the Lucy rookie card, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bristol Street, I'm not